Hi there, my beautiful friend. This is Nia Nell. And here is our feel-good message for today. Today, I want to talk to you about how to handle difficult or challenging people. Or what do you do when you are triggered in a situation by somebody? So for me, I firmly believe that everybody on this plane of existence of this beautiful earth is a teacher for us. And when you look at other people like teachers rather than the enemy, life becomes so much easier. So I have this little technique that I always do, and I do it for myself, and I teach it in my workshops and in my courses, and it is really, truly very effective. And I want to share it with you today. This little technique is the first thing that I do when someone triggers me is I ask myself, what am I currently feeling? What is the feeling that I'm feeling in this moment as I'm being triggered by this person? When I know what I'm feeling, then I know what I need. So this person might not be supporting me, or they might not be appreciating me, or they might be rude to me, or they might just be plain difficult or inconsiderate, or whatever it is that they're making me feel. So I might feel like they're very inconsiderate, I feel unsupported, I feel unloved, I feel like they're not accepting me. Once I know what I'm feeling, I have to ask myself, so what is it that I need from this person to feel better? In this moment, if I get this, then I will feel better. So what is it that I need right now to feel better? So usually I will then think, okay, I need this person to be more considerate. I need this person to be more understanding, or I need this person to be honest with me. I need this person to stop lying. I need this person to be more supportive or acknowledge my value and my worth. Whatever it is that I need from this person is very, very important to establish that course. What you need in that moment is what you need to learn to give to yourself. Often we are expecting other people to fill our cups or to make us happy. But the truth is, this is your job. This is your responsibility. In fact, this is the one big, huge responsibility that you have in life, and that is to fill your own cup and to make yourself happy. In truth, no one can give you something that you don't already have, or do you understand that you won't be able to receive from other people what you don't know. So if you don't love yourself, if you don't accept yourself, you will not be able to receive love and acceptance from other people. If you don't appreciate yourself, if you don't acknowledge yourself, you won't be able to receive that from other people. So that is why it is important to always start with yourself. First, give yourself what it is that you need, and then you will be able to open up and receive it from other people. You can also not give somebody something when you don't have it within you. So you won't be able to support other people when you don't support yourself. You won't be able to acknowledge other people when you don't acknowledge yourself. You won't be able to love and accept other people when you don't love and accept yourself. The first thing I always do is to see, what do I need in this instant? What do I need in this situation? And then I practice and I learn to give it to myself, because I know that when I have it within myself, I will be able to feel it from others, and I will also be able to give it to others. The second thing I always ask myself when somebody triggers me or when I'm in a challenging situation is, what would I like to change about this person? Now, you and I both know that we cannot change other people, okay? And I'm sure that you've given it a good go in your life trying to change people. I definitely did my best. But in the end, I've learned that we can truly only change ourselves. We can never change another human being. But for the purpose of this exercise, let's imagine you have a magic wand and you can change anything about this person that is triggering you. What would you change about them? So usually when I ask this question, and trust me, there's people that's triggered me, and I would say, I would like to change everything about them. But the truth is, what you want to change about that person is exactly the thing that you need to change within yourself. Now, often people will say to me, that's not true. I want that person to stop lying. I want that person to be honest. If I could change anything about them, I would make them honest. I would change the fact that they lie. And then they'll say to me, but I don't lie. I never lie to anybody. And then I want to explain this to you. Sometimes you don't necessarily lie to other people, but you might be lying to yourself. And because there is somewhere in your vibration and your frequency dishonesty, even if you are just dishonest with yourself about how you're feeling about your life, you will emit a vibration of dishonesty into the universe, and it will resonate with dishonesty, and it will attract people into your life that then will be dishonest with you. So this is a very honest exercise with yourself. I mean, because you've got to be brutally honest with yourself to actually look at your life and see, where am I being dishonest with myself? Where am I not truly being honest? And then once you clear it within yourself, once you change that in yourself, you will stop attracting people that is dishonest with you or that will trigger you in that way. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you want to change, if you say, I want to change them, I want them to love themselves, or I want them to love and accept themselves, then you know that you need to change that within you. If you want them to be more supportive, then you need to be more supportive with, you know, with towards yourself or towards other people. A perfect example of this is years back, I went to a life coach. The advice was, okay, so what is bothering you in your marriage? And I said, well, I think that he's very inconsiderate. I would like him to be more considerate. And so the very next question to from her was, so where are you being inconsiderate? And I remember thinking, wow, I think I'm an incredibly considerate person. I'm really, really considerate. And then she asked me, but are you considerate towards yourself? And the answer was no. You see, I would always put myself right at the end of the queue and make sure everyone else is happy. And this was the reason why other people's inconsiderateness was triggering me. I now know that when I'm triggered by people being inconsiderate, then it is a reflection of how inconsiderate I am towards myself. All I then need to do is look at myself, be more considerate towards myself, and I will stop attracting inconsiderate people in my life. So here is two magic little techniques that will truly help you with any difficult person, any person who triggers you. First of all, ask yourself, what do you need from them? And then learn to give that to yourself. And second, ask yourself, what would you like to change about them? And then change that within you. They are your teachers. Everyone is a reflection of you. In fact, I believe we are all one. We are all each other. So when I look at a human being, another human being, I truly see myself within them. And I know that what I love about them is what I love about myself. And what I resist in them is what I resist in me. So I look at everybody as my teacher and I say thank you for what they are teaching me. If they are triggering me, I know that I need to learn to give myself what I need and I need to change something that I want to change in them. So I trust that this little tip will help you with your relationships. Thank you for listening and keep on shining. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. Learn to love and accept yourself completely, and no one will trigger you. We are meant to live together in harmony. And remember, my friends, you are very, very, very loved. It all begins within you.